everybody, and this is Tracy with Spiritual Not Religious. I am today going to talk a bit about Ho'oponopono. It is a practice that can be really helpful to clear the pent-up negative charges that we hold about regrets, whether they are regrets caused by the actions of other people or our own actions, and it's a helpful way to clear those charges. This can also be applied not just to those people that you know personally, but it can also be applied to the highly charged negative feelings you have about people you've never met, perhaps world leaders or events in history that you carry a strong charge about. The first idea to consider is that holding that negative charge doesn't actually make the person, it doesn't really harm the person. So letting go of a grudge about anything, whether it's a grudge against yourself or a grudge against someone else, is really a way to move forward. A grudge isn't really helping you to heal. And that can be hard to accept sometimes, because sometimes people really want to hang on to their grudges, whether it's a grudge against themselves, like I said, or a grudge against someone else. So this practice is a really great way to clear that energy out of yourself and out of the karmic relationship, the relationship in the total of the human consciousness. So a lot of the content from this that I'm going to be talking about today can also be found on my website, Greater Mind Integration, if you want a transcript of the main portion of this podcast today. So here's some thoughts on the concept of Ho'oponopono. This is based on my experience of using this practice in my own life and the insights that I've gained from it. In applying this practice, I start from certain premises about the nature of reality. It's not necessary to agree with these premises to apply the practice of Ho'oponopono, but this perspective is helpful to me in applying the practice without unnecessary mental constraints, and it allows an extension of the reach of the practice's effectiveness. I want to first also acknowledge the origin of Ho'oponopono is, as I understand it, from Hawaiian traditional culture in the healing of family relationships, whether ancestral relationships or the relationships in the immediate family or extended family. And the concept is to correct, is correction of a problem. Later on, the practice of Ho'oponopono was expanded to be a broader concept that other non-Hawaiian native people have incorporated into their philosophy. So I want to acknowledge that I am not pretending to be a person in the Hawaiian medicine tradition, but I am a human who has used Ho'oponopono concepts and principles and gotten benefit from them. So I want to talk about that. So the first premise that I operate from in using Ho'oponopono is the premise that all time is now and all space is here. Therefore, our conscious intentions can influence past, present, and future equally and across distance. We experience what we call time and space because we observe eternity in bits and pieces rather than as a whole. When I use the word eternity, I don't mean a long, long time. I use the word eternity to describe the totality of all that we call time as it exists in this moment. Healing is a function of consciousness, and consciousness is not constrained by the illusion of past, present, and future. In other words, you can pray for the healing of events in the past, present, or future with equal effectiveness. Second premise. There is nothing in your experience that is not your responsibility. But don't confuse responsibility with blame. In an effort to explain what I mean, I offer this analogy. If I stub my toe, it isn't the fault of my hand, yet my hand will take responsibility to clean and bandage the toe, as this is what's best for the whole body. The hand doesn't say to the toe, "Through your carelessness, you have caused pain to the whole body. This is your fault, toe. You will have to bandage yourself." The toe doesn't have the ability to bandage itself, so it relies on the hands to help it heal. This benefits the toe, the hands, and the whole body. If the toe is not helped by the hands, it could become infected and make the entire body sick. In the same way, if another human being causes harm to you, it isn't your fault. But as you begin to realize that no other human is actually separate from you, that all forms of consciousness are as connected as cells in a body, you will also realize that it makes no sense to hate or reject those who have caused you pain. Those who harmed you did so because they did not understand this principle. Their sense of separation caused delusion and suffering. Then, in their state of suffering, they caused more suffering for others. You can't help them heal, thus helping the world heal, if you're operating from the same perspective of disconnection and rejection that caused the hurt in the first place. So you might ask yourself, so what am I supposed to do? Just go give them a hug? No, obviously, both the problem and the solution are deeper than that. That's one of the very lovely things about Ho'oponopono, as it affects the delusion of disconnection at the level of consciousness and leaves out the need for ham-handed, awkward attempts to solve things from the level of ego. So based on these two premises that I've laid out, consider applying the Ho'opono with this intention. Whatever I may have done throughout eternity, in my thoughts, thoughtlessness, words, silence, action, or inaction, in any way that I have contributed to the perpetuation of any delusion that contributed to your suffering, I love you. I'm sorry. Please forgive me. Thank you. The power of healing phrases such as "I love you," "I'm sorry," "Please forgive me," and "Thank you" have been demonstrated in the well-known book, The Hidden Messages in Water, by Masaru Emoto. Emoto's research demonstrated how specific, intentional thoughts can influence the crystalline patterns in water's structure. Much research has also been done demonstrating how intentional thoughts affect plant growth and the healing of physical ailments. It follows that these phrases could have a healing effect on interpersonal relationships as well. At first, it may not seem clear why something that has effects on material, such as water or the body, would just as easily affect the healing of something that is non-material, such as interpersonal relationships. So, why would they work the same way? Because consciousness underlies all phenomena, and the root of all healing is at the level of consciousness. Consciousness does not discriminate between any sort of energetic phenomena. At the level of consciousness, there is no distinction between physical, mental, emotional, or any other kind of phenomena. Furthermore, the healing power of these thoughts and words is not limited to time or space, because time and space are illusions. In other words, it doesn't matter how far away someone or something is in time and space, because distance and time are not relevant in this case. Thought is not inherently limited by time or space. It's only limited by the self-imposed belief that it's limited. Simply put, if you believe your thoughts aren't limited by time and space, they aren't. If you think they are, they are. This practice, the practice of Ho'oponopono, can have healing effects on the past, present, and future, as well as across distance. There is no real limit to the effects of thought, except that you believe there is a limit. Because all consciousness is interconnected, it can be just as effective to use the phrase Ho'oponopono or to state the four phrases attributed to the word. A word that is used by many people with a strong intention will carry the charge, like an electrical charge, of that intention. The charge comes from the collective intentions of all those who have used it before you. So in applying those four phrases, it isn't that you have to go up to that person physically and say them, these phrases to them. You hold the energy of the thought or the event or the person in your mind, and you apply the Ho'oponopono principle to that image in your mind. And that is what shifts the energy. So it can work as well stating the four phrases in your native language or by applying the same intention using the word Ho'oponopono. Either way will work if you apply it with the same intention. Think of any person, event, memory, worry for which you hold an unhappy or unpleasant charge. You can apply this to any sort of issue or concern. You'll know that you're holding that unhappy or unpleasant charge if it makes you feel yucky to think about it, or if it pops up and you think about it and it's just makes your body feel yucky and you have a strong reaction to it, whether that is sadness or anger or any sort of upset. So you can apply this to any sort of issue or concern. It will transform the negatively charged feelings so you no longer carry them. And you can apply this to any person or situation where you are experiencing conflict. Also, do this practice in the mirror. Make eye contact with yourself and offer these phrases with sincerity. It may be difficult to do this at first. You may believe it is easier to offer phrases of loving kindness to others than to yourself. But if you consider the premise that we are all as one body of consciousness, you may realize that any limit you put on loving yourself will create a limit in your ability to love others. The level of difficulty you experience in giving this to yourself will show you the limits of what you are offering to others. We are all one. So, if it seems easier to offer Ho'oponopono to others than to yourself, or vice versa, continue with the practice until it is equally easy to offer this for yourself or anyone else. When you can unflinchingly offer love and forgiveness to yourself, your gift to others will be deeper and more powerful. This practice is based on the principle that we are all one mind and inseparable from one another. It's not necessary to completely believe in or understand this practice in order to gain benefit from it. The practice itself will increase your understanding. So I hope that was useful, and I hope that you'll give it a try and put some comments about what it was like for you. Send me a voicemail or leave some comments. I'd really be interested in hearing what people's experiences are with applying Ho'oponopono. And this practice of Ho'oponopono is one of many of the same sort in which it's similar to the loving kindness meditation, which is in the Vipassana tradition. I think I'll also talk about the loving kindness meditation, because this principle of offering love to one's enemies, love thy enemy, is not just a nice thing to do. It actually has fundamental healing properties. So, and it shows up in so many different belief structures because it has inherent power. So I think I'll talk about it from a lot of different perspectives going forward. And I am grateful, as always, so grateful to have the opportunity to share these ideas. And I hope that some folks will share some ideas back with me. So I wish you all so much love. Bye-bye.